An alarming number of American women die during pregnancy or childbirth. And for each one who dies, dozens wind up with health problems that can last for years. Now, women are being encouraged to watch what happens in the so-called fourth trimester. SideFX Public Media's Lauren Bavis has the story of one mother's long struggle to get healthy.
After a traumatic delivery, an emergency C-section, Melody Lynch Kimmery had to spend a week in the hospital. She went home thinking her delivery complications were resolved. About 3 months later, she started to feel pain in her lower abdomen.
Just randomly one day, I started to have a lot of burning, just a lot of cramping, a lot of pain around my scar area.
That was more than 2 years ago. But the 39-year-old is still feeling the effects of her delivery. Every few weeks, she travels from Bloomington, where she's a student advisor at Indiana University, to see a physical therapist in Indianapolis.
We'll go ahead and lie down, and we'll do some of the soft tissue stuff first, and then we'll head upstairs and we'll exercise a little bit.
Camille Fenwick starts the appointment massaging the 6-inch scar across Lynch Kimmery's lower abdomen. It's from the C-section and is now surrounded by scar tissue.
So I'm kind of going across that scar and kind of getting those little muscles kind of around it to kind of help it to loosen up a little bit.
Fenwick describes the scar tissue like shrink wrap. It binds to the tissue underneath, which causes pain when moving.
And I'm kind of feeling for like any little stuck kind of places, or check and see as far as pain, you know, that she may have while I'm doing it.
Chronic pain is just one of the health problems women struggle with after giving birth. Serious health issues can come from complications like high blood pressure and diabetes.
Both of these conditions are associated with basically a doubling in their lifelong risk for cardiovascular disease.
That's Dr. Lisa Ollier. She's president of the American College of Obstetricians and Gynecologists. She says some healthy women develop high blood pressure and diabetes during pregnancy. Most of the time, these complications clear up after delivery. But research shows those women have higher risks of heart disease, diabetes, and stroke, even after they give birth.
What we're seeing is that pregnancy can act as sort of a natural stress test.
These women also face mental health risks.
Some situations, like having a preterm birth or a baby who goes to the neonatal intensive care unit, are also associated with a mom developing postpartum depression.
The problem is, not all women seek medical care after delivery. Women are told to see their doctor between 6 and 12 weeks after having a baby. But 20 to 40% of women don't go to that appointment.
We really believe that to best optimize the health of women, the postpartum care should really be a process, not a visit.
Now, the College of Obstetricians and Gynecologists wants women to get postpartum care sooner. New recommendations suggest women see their doctor 3 weeks after giving birth, or even earlier.
Women with high blood pressure, for example, are often seen within the first 5 to 7 days after the delivery.
And experts say postpartum care should continue long after that doctor's visit. They call it the fourth trimester. Susan Groth is a professor at the University of Rochester in New York. She's studying whether pregnancy can have an even longer impact. The study will follow healthy women 3 years after delivery.
Does pregnancy make a difference in their health, or is that really just this incident that happens and then everybody goes back to normal?
Getting back to normal isn't easy for all new moms. Lynch Kimmery isn't sure how long she'll need therapy for the scar tissue pain from the birth of her daughter, Sawyer.
I'd love to be free of it. I'd love to not have to worry about it.
For now, she's making the best of a health problem she never anticipated. I'm Lauren Bavis, SideFX Public Media.